Ready.
I am ready for this day too. Michelle, let's go live and talk to some people. Everybody out there, life's challenges are often our greatest teachers. They shape us into individuals we are meant to become. Overcoming adversity isn't just about survival. It's about flourishing and making a positive impact on the world. Allow me to introduce Michelle Quay, a motivational powerhouse who transformed a life-altering car accident at age 11 into the life and story of inspiration. With an unyielding spirit, Michelle didn't just learn to navigate life on crutches. She took those crutches all the way to Machu Picchu. We're going to talk about that today. She's not just an international speaker and certified visibility coach. She's a guide helping women transform their coaching passion into profitable venture, empowering them to achieve visibility and make a significant impact. Michelle is the author of the book, Perfectly Normal, a member of various prestigious boards, including the United Nations Association of the USA, and a voice that has resonated across various platforms like Fox and the Los Angeles Tribune live series. Michelle's story is one of unparalleled resilience and ambition. Her life journey is a masterclass, I would say, in how to turn trials into triumphs, making her insights invaluable to us all. So sit back, relax, tune in, grab some snacks. We're going to talk to Michelle and learn how to make things all better. I cannot wait for this conversation. So here we go. Hello, everybody. Welcome to A Funny Way of Looking, where diverse voices meet open minds. That's what we do here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Today, we are talking with Michelle. I am so excited about this. How are you, Michelle?
I am absolutely fabulous this morning. And, you know, the minute that you said powerhouse, I'm like raising my hand. That would be me. That would be I.
There you go. You are the powerhouse. I love your story and I can't wait to share it with everybody. What's I'm going to ask you the hardest question of the day. Who do you want to do a shout out to?
Today, I feel like I'm doing a shout out to one of my students inside my program, and she's been with me for a very long time. Her name is Helen Brenner, B-R-E-N-N-E-R. Helen has been with me since the very beginning of the journey, and she, if we're talking about powerhouse, she's my other version of powerhouse. She has gone through childhood abuse. She's gone through surviving a lot of domestic violence and abuse. And right now she's working on a book. And I know lately she's been feeling a lot of like energy drain. And, you know, it's not easy to going back to our own journey and feeling like reliving that experience again. So today I'm going to give a shout out to Helen Brenner. Helen, I got you. I got your back and you're doing it. So, honey, I'm there for you.
I love that. Helen, I hope you're watching. I love that shout out. So let's jump into what you do, Michelle. Let's start kind of at the beginning. Let's do this. Talk about the moment that defined your calling to become a visibility coach.
My calling came from a moment when it was back in my late 30s and going into 40s. I was sitting on the curbside one day. I was just bawling. And I remember I had this friend sitting next to me and he was just sitting there and listening to me. In that moment, I was just asking a lot of why. My whole body, my whole mind was filled of wondering why. Why does accident happen to me? Why does these tragic only happen to me? Why did I not get the job that I wanted? Why did I not get appreciated or being seen by the world? And why did I do this and that? And somehow I just found myself having this moment of all the negativity just overtaking my body. And I'm thinking, well, if there's a purpose for everyone, what was my purpose? What was why did I came to this? And what am I doing here? So I've gone through the whole entire journey of academic experiences. You know, my parents was the kind of parents who said, well, you need the education, you need the skills. So they allow me to go through my whole entire schooling process, and I got a doctor's degree. And you, when you look from the outside, everybody will be thinking, well, you have a doctor's degree, you're making a good amount of money. I became a clinical pharmacist and I'm making a good living. I mean, if we're talking about making six figures, I was making six figures, but I wasn't connected to who I was. And there was no purpose, no reason for my being. So in that moment, I caught myself asking, why? Why am I here? What is my purpose? And as I was asking those questions, I'm getting chill talking about this, because it was sitting down on the curbside in that moment, and I was surrounded by these beautiful trees, and the wind starts to blow, and that breeze just swept over me. And it was like that little tiny voice that says, Michelle, get up and go home. So I got up and I got home. And I started to search, like, what is my purpose? What is the meaning of life? And I came across, I was in a conversation with my friend prior, and he mentioned something about life coach. And I'm like, oh, what is that? So I came home after hearing that voice, came home, Googled it, life coach, what does that mean? And I realized that a lot of what it was describing, it was exactly me. I was doing a lot of listening. I know and understand people, and I empathize with people. I'm always a great listener because I can feel that negativity, that feelings that people are going through. And I was so good at it that I didn't realize that that's what I was doing. And the fact that, you know, every time I share my journey of my life experiences, it just empowers them, it inspires them. And then I realized that, oh, maybe if I were to go further and explore being a life coach, what does that mean? Maybe that would be my purpose. So it's not that journey of becoming a coach, a life coach initially. I didn't even go into marketing at all. I just wanted to be there to empower people, to inspire people, and to let them know that if I can do something, so can you. And that's
I just wonder if that is like how you came up with Elevate for the name of your business, is from that whole conversation and this mindset that you went through.
Yeah, funny how you said that, because initially it was called Elevate. I just want to elevate, not just myself, but other people, right? So I came up with the name Elevate, and that was the first thing I did in my business, is I went ahead and designed a very, how do you call it, amateur business card. I put down the word Elevate, and underneath it, I put life coaching. And then later on, my business evolved, and I noticed that my true gift is actually in marketing, in visibility, in showing up and sharing my story. Later on, I called it Elevate Life Coaching, which is like two words. But initially, Elevate was the fact that I just want to feel elevated. I want to be there to elevate someone else's life. And that's where that name came from.
Awesome. I really like that. And you also, your book, Perfectly Normal. Talk about that, because how do you see yourself as perfectly normal, or do you see yourself differently? And do you see other, what does perfectly normal mean to you? Go with that.
So the name Perfectly Normal was actually, I had to fight with my editor to have her allow me to use that name. When I first came up with Perfectly Normal, she's like, you know, normal is a very sensitive word to a lot of people, because most people don't like that word. And Perfectly Normal would trigger a lot of people. And you want your book to be the bestseller, right? And I'm like, no, I don't want it to be the bestseller. I wanted to inspire and empower someone who feel that they don't belong in this world, to let them know that there's someone like them who doesn't feel that they belong in the world, but what we're feeling is perfectly normal. And so Perfectly Normal came from the fact that for a very long time, I didn't feel that I belong to this world. I'm 4 feet, 4 inches tall. I walk with two crutches, and there's nothing about me that looks normal to the general public's eye, right? Most of us, we have that perception of ladies need to be at least like 5 feet tall. You need to look slender. You need to look perfect. You need to look like you have a body of an Instagram image. That's what normal means to many of us. Not all, but many of us have that perception of this is what normal means. So for me, I never I never fit into that category of being normal. So I never saw myself as being normal. I always saw myself as being different in terms of I didn't belong in this world at all, period. And there are times where, you know, I would wake up in the middle of the night thinking that I'm this alien who came to Earth and found this body. And, you know, this is not a very smart alien, because obviously if I were to pick a body, I would pick a perfectly shaped body to be inside that body, right? But somehow I just messed up, and here I am. I'm stuck in a body that I don't really appreciate. I don't really want. What do I do with it? And so I never saw myself being normal, and I never saw myself being part of belonging to something. And that was the inspiration of why I started to work on my book. It's a memoir of from the time where I was born. I was born in Taiwan. In a veterans village. My dad came from the military background. And so I grew up in a military home. And through that journey, I learned so much about the loss. I lost my very first puppy, my dog. Mm-hmm. And in the book, I talk about the dog in quite a bit, because that was the first time I realized that's what you call a lost, a grieving process. Yes. And every time I think about the dog, how we abandoned him, you know, on the beach, it still hurts. It still triggers a lot of emotional feelings around that. So I can totally understand what that grieving process when we have lost and something that you hold so dear and suddenly it's gone, or the accident, suddenly it's happened. And what you used to know of, something that you were familiar with, now it's all gone. Wow. And how do you go through life knowing that something is gone?
Yeah, I totally understand that, especially with dogs, because you get to be so close with them. You mentioned also that you had the Taiwanese heritage. Talk about how does your Taiwanese heritage like influence the things that you do and the way that you look at your worldview and, you know, how your coaching works based on that?
Yeah. So coming from a different culture and different ethnicity and language background, I think a lot of it has to do with how do you adjust and how do you adapt to a new environment. So when I was 15, my family moved to the United States. But prior to that, I spoke no English. So I had to basically start everything from scratch. Right. So a lot of us are going through transition and going through different phases in our life. And it's like something that you were familiar with in the past. And now suddenly you find yourself in a position where you no longer have that familiarity. And therefore, you don't feel very confident about moving forward. And that's what I was going through when I was 15. I was very comfortable. I had a great group of friends who supported me in Taiwan. And I spoke very fluently in Mandarin. But now coming to America, I have no friends, don't speak the language. And not only that, I had to deal with my physical differences. When I walk out, people start turning heads and start noticing I walk with crutches. I have a really pair of ugly metal braces to wear. And all of that is requiring you to learn how to adjust. So I think one of the benefits of having and growing up in a culture that is different from what we're familiar with is that you learn to adapt to a new environment much more quickly. And this is where the resilience come in, right? Resilient is about bouncing back and from a tragic or from an adversity or from a challenge that you experience, but being able to bounce back. And so resilience is the fact that your ability to adapt and change without holding yourself back and knowing that, yeah, there's going to be fear. There's not going to be a whole lot of confidence, but you're willing to face that fear and still moving forward and getting back on your feet. And so the amount of time that we recoil and bounce back will vary depending on our perception of what we know about life.
Did your... I don't know do you call it a disability or do you call it an ability now? The fact that you use crutches, but how did that affect how you coach? And first of all, how do you refer to yourself?
I call myself disability. So I don't I think if the words are something that a lot of people have energy to. So some of us feel that it's an ability, it's a special ability to do things, to do different things. But mm-hmm. to me, it's just a word. Word has no meaning. How we say the words is what makes it a difference, right? So if I were to, so if I were to judge myself using the same word disability, yeah, I have disability versus I got disability, and that's just a fact. And it's not going to stop me from doing everything that I want to do. So the word itself has no meaning. It's the energy behind the words that we use give a words a meaning or differences. Right. So if there's no judgment that you use the words, then there is no energy behind it. So even before we think about, oh, what word would you describe, you really have to think about, well, what energy do I bring into saying that words? And so it's not what we said, it's how we said it. And something I also talk about in my book. Now, how does that impact my coaching style? I think being a coach, one of the benefits is that there's no judgment, right? So any clients that comes into our space, there is no judgment. You could be using the words like, I have disability, describing yourself. And for you, it may sound like something that you feel negative about, something that you feel a victim of. But, you know, as a coach, I'm just going to see you as who you are. And one of the great phrases and concept that I have learned over time is that a coach really see the greatness in you when you cannot see the greatness in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really powerful because we all get into that moment where we have that self-doubt. We have that lack of confidence. We don't believe in ourselves. But it only takes someone else to say, you know what? You may not see this, but I see the greatness in you. And I know you can do this.
There's something that you just brought up there, and I, from watching your videos about how you decided that you were going to do the whole Machu Picchu climb trail, and you did it yourself without a team or anything, and you went to Machu Picchu and you did this thing. Talk about that story, first of all, because that's incredible. There could be a whole show on that. And then how did that become like part of your teaching and your coaching?
So I think now that we're talking about like having the confidence to do things, right? So I think in order to build that confidence, there's actually 5C or 5 steps to get to the confidence, to feel confident about overcoming your adversity or doing the things that you want to do. The first is to make a choice. You got to sit down and you have to make a choice. And every single one of us are making a choice every single day. It's a choice that you make before coffee, and it's also a choice that you make before after coffee. So that choice is very important for me, having and deciding on that, you know what, I am going to do something differently in my life. That was a choice that I made. But once I made that choice, the next step would be to have the commitment to go forward with that choice that I just made. So the commitment comes when I decided, you know what, I want to live differently. So what is it that I need to do differently? The first thing I did was I signed up to a gym because I know I have never signed up to the gym and workout before. So that would be something that I can do differently. And I'm going to commit to that. So I committed myself to going to the gym every single day. And we're not talking about every other day workout or every once a week workout. We're talking about every single day. I committed myself to do workout for at least 1 to 2 hours in the gym. And once I committed, now I need to have the courage to actually book the ticket to fly myself to Peru along with my 2 pin crutches and a luggage, a carry-on, and I jam-pack. I'm a good traveler. So any one of you out there who needs some tips on how to compact travel, talk to me because I can show you how. I just had a little luggage, went there, flew there by myself. And that takes a lot of courage to do, right? Most of us want to feel comfortable. We want to feel safe. Oh, could you come with me? And I used to take my mom to everywhere I go. And that took a lot of courage to wanting to book that ticket and flew along to Cusco, where Machu Picchu's starting point is. So that's courage. And then you have to learn how to do it. So that comes the capability of knowing and doing what you need to do. So capability is next. You need the skills in how to do things. And following that, you need to have the last thing would be, wait. So we talked about the choice, the commitment. We talked about the courage. We talked about the capability. And then comes the confidence in doing things. So you have the skill, you have the experience. Now you can be confident that, you know what? I've done this many, many times. I've got down to my knees and hand. I got good upper body strength. I can do this and overcome it. And that's where the confidence start kicking in and knowing that, you know, no matter what's in front of you, you'll be able to conquer it. You'll be able to overcome that challenge of whatever that you're facing. So it takes five C's: choice, commitment, courage, and capability. And lastly, you'll get the confidence in doing it.
That is awesome. How do you, women come to you? You work mostly with women. When they come to you, how do you break down whatever it is that they want to do so that you get them into your program and change their mindset so that they can climb their own virtual Machu Picchu?
So a lot of women, female coaches I work with, where they're feeling stuck, it's not the confidence. It's not the lack of confidence. They can have the confidence, but where they're stuck is making that choice. Deciding, what do I want to do? What am I passionate about? And it's like initial steps of making that choice of, you know what? I want to be different in my business. I want to have different strategies in marketing. I want to do me. I don't want to follow someone else's marketing strategy. I don't want to go live every single week. I don't want to do this every single week. Having that choice and to decide, what is it about you that makes you different? That's like the initial step. And a lot of them are confused because we're just information overload. There's one coach telling you doing this, one coach telling you doing that. Yeah. So we're all confused sitting there. And with this huge confusion in our head, we don't know the direction that really that we are passionate about. And that's calling us to get onto that journey in the first place. And that's where they're unable to describe and articulate their message because they forgot what was the reason why they started this coaching journey. And when I start working with them, you know, the first thing that we do is, you're going to tell me about where you started. Like, what that question that you asked me, what inspired you to become this coach? And what was that aha moment for you? That's your biggest hint of what is your passion? What makes you different? And that would allow them to make the right choice on which path they want to go.
Absolutely. That is that. I think that is what you just said is the number one thing that stops most people from doing most things in their life. They never make a decision and they don't know why they're making the decisions that they're making. So when you say that to people, what do they have that aha moment? And then they go like, oh yeah, I don't know what I want to do and why I'm doing it.
So I recently had a student who went through this. She was relieved from the military duties. And she had gone through a lot of journey in terms of pregnancy loss, and she was going through this infertility moment in her life. And when she first started out thinking about who she wants to serve, she was thinking about, oh, you know, I'm an NLP coach, so I'm going to empower them. I'm going to work with them with the energy healing. But it wasn't clear in terms of why. And so I got her to do this exercise of, well, why did you start in the first place? And then she started to write out like her most painful journey of going through that pregnancy loss. And it was so emotional that she came back the next morning and she said, Michelle, I totally got why you want me to go through this exercise, because that's exactly who I want to help. The people who's going through that pregnancy loss, that infertility journey, women who are going through that grief, that loss, those are the people I want to help. But she couldn't decide that until she really think about what made her, what was her purpose, what is the reason for her to start doing what, asking for what she wants to ask.
Yeah.
And so that was a very powerful exercise. And I get all my students going through that exercise so that they can remember what was their journey like. And that is what you get the most a powerful moment of how you serve people.
Yeah. So how do you view like adversity? How do you, is it a positive? Is it a negative? Is it just something you have to get out of the way? How do you view it, adversity?
Adversity, the way that I view it, it's a lesson. It's lessons that we learn and that we need to get learn from. And so we find ourselves keep facing these type of adversity throughout our life journey. But each time that we go into this adversity, there's a reason, there's a lessons that we need to learn. So if you're not ready, if you're not learning your lessons, through that journey, through that period of adversity, then you're going to find yourself having these cycles. You'll notice that there's repeated patterns of things that keep showing up, whether it's in life or in business. You end up learning the same lesson over and over until you get it. So the way that I see adversity is that what is the lessons that you need to learn? And you better be clear on what is it that you need to learn. Yeah. And sometimes because there's so much noise that's inside and the outside, we forget that the true fundamental thing that we need to learn is that you are the superhero and there's no one else going to come and save you in that moment. So what is it about your strength and the superpower that you have that you can bring in from the past lessons that you have learned and use it in this scenario, right? It's accumulation of the things that you have learned and mastered over time that's going to help you to get out of this situation, that's going to help you to move forward. Kind of like, you know how we used to play the Mario games and on videotape, right? So each time you overcome a situation, you pull the flag, you claim the victory and you go on to the next lessons, right? It's kind of like that in life. You keep conquering and overcoming things, but every period that you learn, you get a power up, you get a heart. So it is our responsibility to use that power up, to use that strength to overcoming the next lessons. And until you learn that lessons, things will just keep repeating itself. So what is it that you need to learn? You need to get clear on that.
Do you think like all these personal stories that everyone has, you know, their own personal superpower, they play into society as a whole? Or do their individual story grow society or does it like hamper society, you think?
I think it enhances our society as a whole. I see our society as a collective. Every single one of us came from one source. You may say we came from the superpower, we came from the higher energy, we came from the higher resource or God. However you name it, we came from a collective resource, collective source. And from that collective source, we are meant to venture out individually, and we're all going to pick up our superpower. We're all going to pick up our talent over time. Mm-hmm. And we're all going to come back together because there's a piece of you, there's a piece of me that are meant to come together, to connect with each other so that we can bring and hire up or leveling up our society as a whole. So the society cannot function without Michael, or without Michelle, because Michael brings a really important piece that he had learned on his journey. And so you'll see this relatability, there's similarity among our story, because beneath the core of who we are, we all have a hidden story that's a thing. And Joseph Campbell and Carl Jung called it the hero's journey, right? So every single one of us is on that hero's journey. But the purpose of the hero's journey is so that you can learn your superpower, so that we can all come back together again as a collective to elevate or to heighten our society, to bring this society as a whole, as a collective. It's a the whole thing is a circle, and we're just venturing out to bring the circle even bigger.
So what do you think is like the biggest misconception that people have about taking their own superpower and turning it into something that's like a viable business?
I think there fundamentally, I believe everyone is good. That's why, you know, call me naive, but I truly believe that the essence of who we are good. There's goodness. We were born out of love. One of my favorite books is called The Miracle, A Course of Miracle. And in that Course of Miracle, we talked about how we were all born out of love, right? And I truly believe that every one of us are born out of love. But there's beliefs, there's culture, there's our family, that conditioned belief that shifts us away and to be more selfish. And some of us will just center around what's in it for me rather than thinking about the collective. So when someone uses their superpower to enhance their own business, or it becomes a business that feels selfish, that feels icky, that feels like, oh my gosh, you know, I wish I could just punch that guy in the face. when you start doing that, what's going to happen is there's other people, the beautiful soul around us, who's going to come together and who's going to bring our power together. And that's going to push your business, and eventually your business will be obsolete. And you don't want that to happen to your business, right? So you'll see a trend, you'll start seeing a trend where business are really thinking about coming together. There's a lot of collaboration. There's a lot of coming togetherness, bring a piece of our gift. And this is why you see like so many businesses decided to have these masterminds, because we cannot do things alone and we rely on each other's business to make it bigger and to make it more powerful, to make it more impactful, that so that we can change the world, and we can do change the world by ourselves. So if you're not, you're a business that just thinking about yourself, and you're always thinking about doing things on your own because you got this, you got it all together, you have all the answer in the world. If that is your mindset, then your business is going to become obsolete.
What do you say to the women that come to you and they go, oh my God, the thing that I want to do is just, I can't get there. It's insurmountable. That Machu Picchu for me is just like, I can't get there. What do you say to those people?
That's not true. So my whole, like the biggest challenge was conquering Machu Picchu, right? But It doesn't have to be a Machu Picchu. It could be, you know, I just want to create a website today. That's your Machu Picchu. And so every single one of this, just because it's a Machu Picchu, doesn't mean it's any bigger, any better than just having a small goal. So I say to the women who come to me is that you don't want, yes, you do want to have a big picture of what your business and your life is going to look like 5 years or 10 years away. But what you really want to focus on is what is your, like your milestones. There's a difference between milestones and versus creating a goal. A goal is something that's, you know, further away, something that's a big picture, but milestones are these small, measurable, that you can achievable, right? Smaller steps that will get you to that bigger goal. Yeah. So once you have that bigger goal, that let's say I want to make six figure in 2024, then you break it down to what is your milestone. Maybe today I just need to talk to one person. That's your milestone. And that's your Machu Picchu that you need to conquer and go. But make a choice and commit to it that you're going to accomplish it. So that 5C, again, that I talked about earlier, right? The choice, commitment, courage to do so, and then your capability. What skill do you need to learn in order to conquer that Machu Picchu? I didn't do it overnight. I didn't just wake up and say, you know what, today feels like a good day to go to Machu Picchu. I'm going to go do it. Right. I went through training every single day to work out. So what is the workout that you need to do in order to get to your goal? That's what we need to focus on.
That is fabulous. I have loved everything you said about building people up and getting them to somewhere. I want to learn more about you personally. I want to play a game with you. We're going to play a game of this or that.
Oh, I love game.
Yeah. I'm going to give you two choices. You can choose one or the other, but you can't choose neither or both. And if you have to explain yourself, we'll let you do that too. So okay. We'll start easy and maybe they'll get a little harder and a little harder and we'll see where it goes.
So all right. I'm ready.
We didn't talk about was your clinical pharmacy. So just super easy question. Clinical pharmacy or coaching?
Coaching.
Okay. Easy one. About New York or LA?
New York.
Oh yeah. Okay. A little harder. Speaking engagements or one-on-one coaching?
Speaking engagement.
Yeah. How about writing or speaking?
Speaking.
Okay. Individual coaching or seminar trainings?
Seminar training.
Okay. Let's go a little harder. How about overcoming personal obstacles or helping others overcome their obstacles?
Helping others overcoming their obstacles.
Yeah. That's what your whole life and business is about right now, right?
And that's my purpose.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Traditional book or ebooks?
Traditional book. I like the smell. I like the smell of it. The first thing I ever do with the book is that every time it's a new book, I buy it open it and smell it before I read it.
New books are great. I used to spend weekends in the bookstore just going through the places and pulling them out and watching and reading the pictures. I love books. Yeah.
You can tell from the back.
How about indoor gym or outdoor hiking?
Indoor gym.
Okay. About oil painting or watercolor?
Watercolor.
Okay. Let's go a little harder. How about United Nations advocacy or local community empowerment?
Local community empowerment.
Okay. Why do you say that?
Well, because I believe that, it's like the micro versus the macro, right? So yes, United Nations Association is important and being together as a whole is important, but we cannot change the world without starting from the community. So the community is the foundation to the bigger mm-hmm. change. So if we can change the community, then we know that we can change the world. So start small. Work on the milestone, right? Then we can reach to the bigger goal.
I love that. If you were going to like try and get into some organization, would you rather start at the top and filter down or start at the bottom, get that bottom support and build up?
Start from the bottom. And that was the whole reason why I joined United Nations Association. So basically, it's a nonprofit. It's the grassroots of United Nations. And mm-hmm. where we start is we start in the local chapter. We start in local community. So there's a lot of community involvement. We are advocate for a lot of different communities. And we work on the community in that level. And we bring all the issues from the community to the higher up, to the United Nations. So every year we have meetings and global summits. That's where the power of change comes in. Start from the community, start with the small, and this is how we make impact.
Awesome. How about conquer fears or embrace vulnerability?
Embrace vulnerability.
Okay. Monetary success or impactful legacy?
Impactful legacy.
Yeah. What do you want to leave to people?
Happiness, joy, mm-hmm. and I think I want to leave people with hope. There's going to be a lot of adversity, challenges, obstacles, you name it, that keeps throwing us a curveball in life. But mm-hmm. hope is something that you cannot live without, and you always have hope. So find your hope in the most impossible situation, because hope is something that's going to pull you through in every challenge that you experience.
Gotcha. About professional achievement or personal growth?
Personal growth.
Okay. Public recognition or client transformation?
Client transformation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about face judgment or live in fear?
Face judgment.
Yeah. Why? Why do you say that?
Because when we're living in the fear, we are very unlikely to overcome it, to face it. But mm-hmm. when we're facing the judgment, you'll realize that a lot of these judgment is not about the other person, it's about yourself. Like the self-judgment is more than the judgment that we receive from others. Okay. If I have no judgment, then I can perceive they can hurt us. Right. And how they see us, sometimes it's a mirror image of who we are. So if I were to show up with love and embrace them and knowing that they are having these judgments, not because of me, but because the condition that they are used to growing up. Mm-hmm. So it's not about me. It's about them. And how can I support them? How can I be of help and be of service for those who judge us? And what is it that they need to learn to grow that I cannot be part of? And just knowing that, I have no problem if someone wants to judge me in that moment, because it's not about me. It's about the lesson that that person needs to learn.
Awesome. I love that. That right there could just be a whole masterclass on mindset, right? Okay.
Yes.
How about career satisfaction or personal happiness?
Personal happiness.
Okay. Short-term goals or long-term vision?
This one is a tough one. Long-term vision.
Okay. Why?
Because without the vision, we have no direction, not knowing where to go. So yes, while setting up milestones is important, you do need to have that long-term vision. So you have some kind of direction knowing where you want to go. So long-term vision.
All right, I got a couple more for you. How about global citizenship or national identity?
Global citizenship.
Okay, go ahead and talk about that for a second.
So again, I think having that local involvement, local community involvement, starting with low is important. But this is where that longer vision comes in, right? We are part of the global belonging. So there's not a single one of us that's going to be different. So just coming from a different culture doesn't separate us. Because remember, we all came from that big original source that we came from. So what you see, whether it's, you know, my skin color or the way or the language I speak, it's just something that's external. Deep inside, the essence of who we are, it's the same. Your feeling is the same as my feeling. And this is the exact feeling that another person across the world, across the globe is having as well. So in essence, we are all global citizens together. Right? How we feel is the same. And so if you don't want cruelty here at homeland, then chances are they don't want it in another world. So, right. So have that empathy of if you don't want something, don't press it on someone else, right? Don't do those that you don't want to someone else. I'm trying to like cite that verse, but like totally blanking out and I'm not doing a good job.
That's okay. I couldn't remember. I've read the Course in Miracles too, and I was trying to remember the opening passage. And I can't remember it right now. So I feel you.
So the essence of who we are is the same. So we're all part of the global citizen.
Gotcha. Last question I got for you. Is it more important to teach others to find their own strength or guide them through a predefined path to success?
Teach them about their own strength.
Mm-hmm. And explain that one.
You know, I think the same that goes to knowing our own superpower, right? We talk a lot about our own superpower. And each one of us have bringing a special talent, a uniqueness, a special strength that we are going to come together. So it's not the path that we need to follow. It's the strength that we bring in. It kind of remind me of the Wizard of Oz. We all walking down the yellow brick wall, the row, right? But the courage that the lions has, the heart that the robots has. Mm-hmm. So each one of us needs that little tiny piece in order to make that path as smooth as we can. And we're all going to see the Wizard of Oz. So sometimes I imagine that all of us are traveling to go see the Wizard of Oz, you know, whatever that you want to, you know, symbolize that to. But in order to do so, we need to bring our heart, we need to bring our courage, we need to bring our mind, our wisdom. Every one of us need to find our strength first so that we can travel the path together. And what does that path look like? It's going to be very different for you to find that strength than it is for me to find my strength, right? So there's no uniform path that I'm going to direct you and guide you to walk on. You have your own path. How you find it, it's going to be very different than mine because you were meant to do something different than what I do.
That's an amazing way to wrap this up. Thank you for that. You know, I want people definitely to be able to stay in touch with you. There's several ways they can do that. ElevateLifeCoaching.org is one as your website. Mm-hmm. Then you're also over on Facebook, Life Coaching by Elevate, and they can find you there. Instagram, we can find you at Elevate Life Coach. And then you've got LinkedIn. And I'm going to spell this for everyone who's listening instead of watching. It's Michelle Kuei. That's MicheLleKuei. So get that one and check out the book over at Amazon. Perfectly Normal, An Immigrant Story to Making It in America. So thank you, Michelle, for being on. This has been amazing. I love what we've done. We'll have you back again on A Funny Way of Looking. And by the way, everyone out there, you can find Michelle's going to be up on the website in a couple of weeks with an article about her. There'll be a replay of this interview that we've just done. You can find A Funny Way of Looking over at Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. And don't forget to subscribe to our amazing newsletter where you can find out more about all of our guests, find out about the repeats, find out more about Michelle, and just stay in touch with everything. Thank you so much for being on. I love having you.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a great conversation. Loved it.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.